Blog Talk Radio. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Damn it.
I like that talk. I like that kind of talk. Here comes the roosters. You know we ain't gonna die. Motherfucker. I like that talk. That's my kind of talk right there. My kind of talk. Global lock talk. Nigga. Yeah, baby. We got another one on the books. Global Lock Radio, baby. 45.6. You are the walking dead, and we've been sent to kill you. Kill you niggas dead. Every last one of you. Here come the roosters. Protect your neck. Want to send a shout out. Right around the corner from where I live, they found the young man. 34 years of age, sitting dead inside his car in a Burger King parking lot. What a way to go. Found dead in a Burger King parking lot. Interesting. Ever thought about how you gonna go? Where it's gonna be? Who's gonna find you? Ever thought about that shit? Well, here comes the roosters, motherfucker. We coming for you. God bless that man. Left this planet. Hopefully he accomplished all his goals. Hopefully. He told all his family members that he loved them. Hopefully he left no unfinished business. You want to tie up those loose ends, people. You want to make sure you say I love you to everyone that means something to you. Don't sweat the small stuff. Because you do not know when it's your time to go. You could be sitting in a Burger King parking lot, eating a motherfucking double stacked Whopper with the red bun. They got some new shit with the red bun. Jalapeno bun. You could be sitting in your fucking car in the Burger King parking lot, eating a double stacked Whopper with a fucking red bun. And croak. You ain't got to hear that shit from me. Ain't that right, Mo?
Yeah, that is, yeah.
Exactly what he just said.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying, Mo? I just had to vent that out, man. You know,
exactly.
Shit is real out here. Shit is really real. How you feeling, my brother?
Good, good. Feeling good.
Happy to hear that. You know what I'm saying?
That's
my nigga Mo, I love you, Mo. You my nigga.
That's right.
You my nigga. Always consistent, always there. Never complaining. You's a good nigga, Mo. Straight up and down. Another shout out. Gotta give another shout out. Sorry. Gotta send out a rest in peace to that young lady from Coney Island. 17 years old. Apparently, allegedly, walking her 11-year-old younger brother to the store. Unfortunately, on the way back home, they were approached by a bunch of savages.
Wow.
In the interim, she winded up being beaten into a coma, this young 17-year-old lady. Young lady. She succumbed to her injuries, and unfortunately, her family had to take her off of life support. Rest in peace to that young lady.
Yes.
Sorry she had to leave this planet that way. What happened to Black Lives Matter?
Gone away. Gone away.
Exactly.
Gone away.
Gone away. Where the fuck is Black Lives Matter, huh? Where they at? Who should they be preaching Black Lives Matter to?
Down the street.
100%. The people in the motherfucking street. Should they be preaching Black Lives Matter to some racist cracker cop?
No, no, no.
No? Because it's not going to make a difference.
That's
a cracker cop is going to kill you, period. He don't give a shit about no Black Lives Matter. You need to be preaching Black Lives Matter to these niggas in the street.
Yeah.
To these asinine kids in the street. Bumbleclot fools in the street. That's who you should be preaching Black Lives Matter to. Us. Us.
Hold on, guys.
Oh.
Sorry, baby. I'm still venting.
Excuse
me. I'm saying
the pee.
I'm all the way up.
Yes, you know.
All the way up.
All the way up. Huh? I miss it all the way up, man. Huh?
Shout out to that little girl that stabbed that boy in the stomach.
Oh shit.
Oh.
Oh.
I told you not to touch my ass, little nigga.
Yo, man, come home to the party. Man, you gotta give me a woo back there.
How's everybody anyway?
Good, good. We good as
everybody.
Mean,
good. Everybody
good.
Good. Everybody good. Shout out to World of Maze. World of Maze, he said he's going to be calling in next week. Not today. Next week. We got to wait another week for him to get his Obama phone back up and running.
Yo, this nigga calls me every weekend. How? What do you mean?
He got two phones. He got two phones.
So you telling me one phone only works on the weekends and the other one just don't work during the week?
He got two phones.
He got two phones. That nigga need to get his act together. That nigga almost 40 years old. He can't keep a phone on?
Ooh, shit.
Ain't only that old. Shit, ain't only that old. Ain't got his age. Ain't got his age.
That nigga better keep his phone on. And what's crazy is you don't even need to pay a bill now to keep a phone on. You can talk to people through Wi-Fi. So all you have to have is
the
internet service, and he can just call.
True. That is true.
That shit is free.
hopefully he's listening.
Shout out to Wu, who called about 15 times.
Yo, man, I'm hearing hunky dunky music.
Oh,
at 10 o'clock.
Whoa, he's getting muted. He's getting muted.
Blood on the radio.
That was him.
I think that was a record for me. Shit. That was like 2.3 seconds.
Oh.
Getting muted, right?
Yeah.
He loves your music.
I know. I'm
on a flex stage.
That nigga loves the mute button.
He loves the mute button.
He was loving it. I called, man. What's going on?
We got some shit going down. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, what's going on? Yo, what time that... Warriors and Spurs game start. I know it's going
to be. Oh, shit, you jumped the gun, nigga. That's what I was about to say, nigga.
I'm just ahead of that, man. Coming home soon.
10:30, baby.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, 10:30?
10:30.
Yeah.
That's in.
Catch us on Twitter. Catch us on Twitter. Global Lock Talk.
Word.
Come follow us.
Word.
Follow us all over.
The next Michael bitches,
Jordan.
Lady.
Yeah, so the game come on tonight, fellas. 10:30.
Exactly.
GS, man.
Yo, what Tony Parker's going to do?
He ain't going to do nothing.
Ah.
Larry Bird.
He better try to stay with that kid, Stephen Curry.
He can't hang with them.
Because they do for a win tonight, man.
The Warriors gonna beat the Spurs.
Yeah, I think they'll beat them tonight.
They'll beat them. Trust me.
The Spurs lost like two. I mean, Warriors lost like two at home already, right? Yo.
Yeah.
That's all right.
That Timberwolves team is nice. The only thing I'm upset about with the Eastern Conference, that Miami and Boston got to play each other, man. I think
they're not going to play each other.
What's wrong with him?
They're 4-5, aren't they?
They're not going to play each other. That's going to change.
They are 4-5 right now, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
They might be, but that might change until the season. Got four more games left.
Next week.
The only race is, I don't know, man. I just know those two teams are going to upset somebody.
Somebody going to be upset. Just like North Carolina was with Villanova.
That was a good game. That was a good fucking game.
Yeah. That shit reminded me of me when I used to fucking shoot like that.
I know. I know all those cheerleaders ran a train on that dude after the game.
Oh, yeah.
Did this guy just say that chicks ran a train on a dude?
Worry up.
That's what he said.
Chicks is getting mighty aggressive nowadays. Females are mighty aggressive nowadays.
Yo, why all of a sudden Kobe come back to the team and dude start picking up his rodent behavior, though, man? That shit is crazy.
What you talking about?
What do you mean what I'm talking about?
Little niggas nowadays don't know how to be leaders. All they do is follow.
Why you recording me talking about pussy?
Who is recording? What are you talking about now?
That's why they said
all little niggas do
is
follow nowadays. That's it. That's all they do.
It's the weed, I tell you.
What cloth is this little nigga cut from?
Who fucking knows, man?
Oh, D'Angelo?
He's bugging out.
None.
Man.
He has no cloth. He's not cut from any cloth whatsoever.
True.
So he doesn't know the rules of engagement.
Yeah, he got that from the Kardashians, the recording stuff.
Whoa. Don't put none in the Kardashians.
he messes with one of the younger ones, the younger girls.
He did. He don't mess with her no more.
Well, they broke up.
He don't mess with her.
Riders of the Storm. Michael Jordan is going to make sure these niggas don't get that record. Trust me.
Yes, he knows.
Think so? All they got to do is lose one more game. That's it.
They're going to lose tonight.
I think they lose
going
on Sunday.
To lose tonight.
I think they lose tonight. And I don't see the Spurs resting their players because they only three games behind.
Why? Why would they?
They're not going to rest their players.
Why would they?
They can't do that.
They're not going to rest them. And
it's playoff time.
I think Golden State wins tonight, and then the Spurs win on Sunday because it's on the home court of San Antonio, and they're still undefeated, and they want to keep that record.
Yeah, he knows Duncan and Parker. He knows they're going to win.
I disagree. I think these niggas is going to go all out tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you got to enjoy the game. That's going to be a game to enjoy.
Shit should be starting in 4 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
Ain't none of y'all niggas asked Mo his question.
How many times he put it in the hole?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's the 80,000 times.
80,000.
Yo, what's up with this kid World, man? He don't call a show, he quit.
Hey, yo, you know, gotta give the guy some time, man. You got to give him some time.
He's suspended for 4 games. That's why.
Oh.
That Obama phone. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, we're gonna do a FundMe on Global Lock Talk to fund World Amaze to get himself a phone.
Definitely.
Looking
what kind
to,
of phone we getting him?
We're gonna try to get
$200.
$200 should last him for at least 2 years, and the money's not gonna go in his hand. We're actually gonna go pay the bill. So we're gonna put a $200.
Get him a Verizon phone. Get him a Verizon phone.
So we definitely gonna do a fund meet for World. It'll be on Global Talk Radio, and it will be on Bilderberg Rothschild on Facebook. Please support World of Me.
Get an ATM. We gotta raise enough money for AT&T. AT&T
I just dropped something.
That's good.
This is a great song.
Yo, these niggas still ain't send me my shoes, man. Niggas push that shit back another week. Unbelievable.
Shout out to all them niggas getting sneaker money. Niggas getting sneaker money. That's the new crack money. Sneaker money is the new crack money.
You sell 3 of those in a month, and you paid your rent.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I got one shoe that paid the rent.
One shoe.
Pretty motherfucking much.
You got one shoe.
We've been out there doing it for some time now and shit, you know. We veterans in this game, selling sneakers.
Get that man hurt his shoe.
You know what I'm saying? We been getting this sneaker money. You hurt?
Shout out to my man Just, man.
Word.
That nigga never
Six,
goes
eight.
Out.
6'8", my nigga. 6'8".
Yo, and I seen Niche too, man. She told me to tell y'all what's up.
Oh shit! Shout out to Niche, my nigga. 40 below.
She was like, "Yo, what's poppin'?" I was like, "Yo, what's good, man? I want to fight, you know."
Yeah.
Nah, but
shout
she
out
with
to
stuff,
Niche.
Though.
40 belows and poom poom shorts.
She was just like, "Yo, where everybody at?" I said, "Everybody's working, man. What's up?"
She'll Yo. Jerk you off and do a layup all at the same time. 40 belows and poom poom shorts.
What time would it be 1900 in London?
Say what, nigga?
1900. What time is that in London?
That's 7 p.m.
And what time would that be, U.S.?
Tonight.
One with the snigger, man. One with the snigger, man.
What?
That would be tonight. That would be tonight.
Yo, it depends. It depends on where in Europe you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? If you're talking about the UK, they 5 hours
UK.
Ahead.
Yeah, 5 hours.
They 5 hours ahead. So if it's 7 o'clock over there, it's 2 o'clock over here.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
That's geography now.
This nigga trying to get euros. You trying to get that British pound, nigga?
Yeah.
Shout out to all my international niggas making money.
You know what I'm saying?
Niggas that got offices in their garage like me. shout out to Mike. He got his office and shit in his living room. Straight up.
Yeah. Shout out
I
to
got
Kevin
a business Lee. Account, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
We all got business accounts, bro.
I got this Time Warner business account, nigga. I can call Africa for my phone, nigga.
Word. For free.
I can call Africa for free.
Zimbabwe, nigga.
When niggas use coconuts for phones, nigga. Nigga pick up a coconut shit and hear the phone ringing.
Hello?
Word. I'm trying to get this Black Lives Matter number, man, but they ain't got no phone.
How they ain't got no phone?
That's what I'm saying. Black Lives Matter, how y'all ain't got no phone? These niggas is fronting. They out here fronting. They got no phone.
They don't supposed to have a phone. They supposed to be out there protesting against police. But shout out to those lieutenants that got caught being crooked, doing a lot of dirty work. Took their gear, took their badge, everything. Of course
shout out to that Chinese cop who shot the black nigga in the pink houses got convicted and shit. And got convicted. So you see, if you ain't white and you shoot a nigga, you getting in trouble.
But I thought he just got community service for like $1,000 a year.
He only got $1,000.
Nah, the DA recommended no jail time, but he's going back for sentencing. They convicted him. The DA recommended no jail time for the nigga. But he still has to go back for sentencing, so you don't know yet. But they using that nigga as a scapegoat. They like, oh, okay, this chink nigga shot a nigga? Send that nigga to jail. They gonna be happy. Send that nigga to jail. But
yeah,
real talk,
the Negroes would be happy.
Real talk, who wouldn't be scared patrolling the staircases in the pink houses, nigga?
I would have shot that nigga too.
You know what I'm saying? Who is walking through the staircase in the pink houses, nigga? Like, really?
I wouldn't even go. I would take the elevator.
Really?
That wouldn't even be my patrol.
Really? You want me to walk through the fucking staircase in the pink houses? Really?
I would tell him, yo, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'll be back. I'll meet y'all.
I'm sorry, but I'm not doing that. Sorry. The people that live in the pink houses don't even walk through the staircase, man. Except for this nigga. That was probably the first time this nigga decided to actually walk down the staircase, and then he winded up getting shot. See, that's why niggas don't walk in the fucking staircase, my nigga. That's exactly why you don't go in the staircase in the projects. And I think the nigga was smashing, though. He was in there with a shorty. I think they were smashing. Right, nigga. I mean, you know, what else you gonna do in the staircase and shit but smash? Hopefully. I don't know. But R.I.P. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you tell everybody you love them, my nigga.
All right. I'll be here.
You never know. You never know when it's your time to go, nigga.
Yeah.
Tell everybody you love them, nigga. Straight up.
Yo, but I put money on it. They give them community service.
He's going to get community service. Trust me.
You'll get that.
You getting community service. They're going to slap us in the face. They're not going to slap us.
If not, they're going to ship him back to his country and tell him he can't come back. Some wild stuff. What?
Oh, shit.
They're going to deport him?
Yep.
I think the nigga's American, though, B.
They're going to say, so what? Go back to your country.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Let's make America great again. Get these chinks out of here.
Yo, shout out to all these white motherfuckers in New York that's amped up for this nigga Trump. Shout out to them, man.
White power.
Shout out to them, man. Word up. Salute. Salute. They want shit the way it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go the back golden, to where it was.
The golden ages, they call it.
You know what I'm saying?
If he wins, it's going to be a lot of riots.
I don't care. I got a crib in Canada. I'm good.
Listen, I already told you.
I'm going to Canada with you, kid.
I got my enhanced driver's license. I got my EDL, nigga. I'm on my way to Canada, nigga.
You going to stay your
EDL,
ass
nigga.
Right here, buddy.
Oh, shit. Yo. Hold on. We got a motherfucking caller, nigga.
Probably punk-ass world.
Nah, it's not him. Big Mark.
Caller, you're
now
on the air.
Yo, what's good, my nigga? Let the soul reign, brothers. Let the soul reign.
Big Mark.
What's good? Good to you.
Big Mark.
The number one fan of the show.
What's good?
Big Mark.
Shout out to Mark.
Good, Mark.
Been in the streets.
Global Ox back in effect?
But I want to ask you a question about your team, man. What's up with them snitches on the Lakers, Mark?
Yo, I'll get that, man. I don't understand that, son. How you videotape your man?
Young man Kobe did it. That's your man. And now
No. Hold on. Let's slow down with that. Hold on. Let's slow down with that right there. Hold on. What Kobe did, Kobe just said, yo, why y'all fuck with me? Everybody do it. Shut up. But your man D'Angelo? Hold on, son. Your man videotaping niggas and then get leaked into the TMZ? Come on. Now, that's a totally different ballgame, homie.
Yo, man, you got to talk to your team, man.
I got to talk to my team. That's a totally different ballgame, homie. That nigga, that's a youngin' right there. That nigga, like, 19. That's a youngin'. He don't know no better. Where his daddy at?
Yo, Kobe, tell me how my ass tastes.
That's what you gotta ask me, that nigga. Where that nigga daddy at?
Crazy.
Where that nigga daddy at, son? Where his pops at?
Because
ain't nobody school that dude, B. Somebody should school. Your friend, you broke Man Rule 101. You don't videotape a homie and then leak it. Come on, fam.
Word.
They need to get somebody from Watts to slap that nigga up, man. Go to watch a Compton. Get somebody to slap that nigga.
He's been going up on Doughboy one of them niggas, B.
Word.
Like, yo, son, what you doing, fam? Like, you, where they do that at, son? I don't even understand that. How do you videotape and then say, thank you for forgiving me for letting me videotape this? How do you say thank you at the end of the video, like, yo, thanks for letting me videotape this?
Oh, yo, shout out to this nigga. What's this nigga's name? Greg Hardy, for beating up that white bitch and then saying he ain't dope.
Greg Hardy,
he said
that she tripped on the carpet.
She tripped on the carpet and then ran outside without no shoes. Bruises on her back and her neck.
He said he ain't do it.
Yeah. And then he got tight at the Oakland Raiders for signing Alden Smith, and he suspended for the year, but they signed him anyway, and he can't even get a job. But the Broncos are looking at Johnny Manziel. Come on, fans. White power.
Yeah, I don't even understand that. Why is everybody even looking at that kid, son?
I don't know,
man.
Man,
that is the man. What's
up with Ray Rice, man? You know what I'm saying? White power.
Yo,
he can't get a job. Ray Rice is black. That's not black power. It's white power.
Ray Rice can't even get a job.
And this dude,
Johnny Manziel.
You got to look at his last name. What's his last name?
Manziel.
I think that's a German name.
First of all, the nigga was born in the money.
Exactly.
Dude was born
his
in
lineage
the money.
Is German. You know what I'm saying? That's a German lineage right there.
He born
so
in the
you
money.
Already
nigga,
know.
He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He never had to pay for shit in his life.
True. Just like Trump. Trump has German lineage, that nigga Trump.
Yeah. But he loves foreign bitches, though. All his wives are foreign, man. Maybe one or two is not.
Trump is deceitful, man. I'm going to tell you like that. That's a game they're playing right there.
Man, Trump is a Trump.
Trump ain't winning shit. He the distraction right now for what they're really putting into play.
Listen, man, yeah, that nigga's just fronting, man. You know, he don't want to be the president, man. That nigga's just fronting, man, nigga. He's just out there wilding all these white people up. Just rile them niggas up, man. Say anything you want to say. Rile niggas up and get all these niggas excited. What's going on behind the scenes is what we need to be worried about. Man.
Exactly.
Fuck
for real.
This nigga Trump, man.
Fuck that
we
nigga.
You got to be worried
Trump,
about
man.
The lizard people, nigga. It's
yeah,
lizard
what's going
people.
On?
That's walking this planet, nigga.
Exactly.
That live inside the earth, nigga.
Mankind, not humans. Mankind.
He said mankind. What's up?
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
I mean, we named ourselves Bilderberg Rothschild, but you haven't seen these niggas before? As a matter of fact, we're going to post a picture of the Pope kissing the ring of this Rothschild nigga, so... The Pope kissing the hand of a Rothschild, nigga.
Wow.
Oh, that whole shit is crazy. That whole scenario, that whole get-up is bananas, man. It's bananas.
We're going to post that up on Bilderberg Rothschild for everybody to see. So you can check it out. We ain't lying about it.
Cats don't even understand what's really going on. They don't even understand what's really going on out here right now.
You know what I'm saying? So, yo, Mark, I saw that picture of you from back in the days holding down Lil Kim and shit.
Oh, yeah,
shit,
yeah.
That was at Biggie's funeral, right?
Yeah,
You should have bunded.
Yeah, I think he did, sir. I think that nigga did bund that shit, sir.
Nah. I was actually holding on Mary, but Kim was rock and rolling with Mary. Kim's a little crazy.
I would have got married, and somebody would have got it.
Yeah, I know Mary is wild. Ain't she a drinker?
She used to be.
Yeah,
Mary was a drinker.
But at that time, Kim was tripping heavy. That day, Kim was tripping hard bodies.
I believe it.
We know you would know.
A lot of people you wouldn't expect to be tripping was tripping hard body that day.
He was a legend.
Niggas throwing themselves on the floor and crying.
I believe it.
I'm not talking about chicks. I'm talking about dudes like on the floor in the street, hysterical. I'm like,
I would have killed them all.
I'm like, you a dude? Get up off the floor. What you doing, fam?
Yeah, that's kind of extreme and shit.
Yeah, I mean, when I say on the floor, I'm on the concrete, rolling around, crying hysterically. I'm like, Sam, what the? get your man up, Sam. People are looking at him. Get him off the street.
That's some funny shit.
And the girl Kim, I mean, she was really bugging out that day. Tried to climb in the coffin and all that.
Welcome to the club, baby.
Climb in the coffin.
Oh, 177, right there. 177.
The hell is that talking to?
What are you doing over there?
What is this nigga? Uptown, Harlem and shit. 177.
Yeah, Harlem.
What's going on, fellas? What's happening?
With the Dominicans and shit. We just trying to wake up the Walking Dead. That's all, man.
Oh, hey, man, please. I try to do that every day. Wake them up to like, yo, see what's going on in front of you right now. It's right here. They ain't even hiding no more. It's blatant. It's right in your face.
You ain't lying about that shit.
And they ain't even hiding no more. I mean, with Trump informed, they like, oh yeah, let's say it. I'm like, I had to check one the other day. I was telling dude, gonna be like, yo, you sitting here? I'm like, nah, my fam, my bag is just there for no reason. What you mean am I sitting here?
Are you serious?
No, I didn't know. You know, I just saw a bag. But if you see a bag in a chair, that means somebody is sitting in that chair, don't you think? That's just logical. He was like, oh, well, I wasn't sure. Oh, you wasn't sure. All right. Okay. Well, now you're sure. I'm sitting here.
Sometimes niggas just need to be talked to, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas just be lonely and shit, man.
I realize.
And they just be wanting to have conversation and shit, man.
Like, some of these cats just, they feel like, I don't know if they're intimidated by us or something, but they just feel like, okay, I'm scared, so let me just try to make peace, have a conversation so you don't think, so he don't smack the fuck out of me for no reason.
Oh, yeah, I
think
they
don't.
Hey, yo,
Wu. Yo.
What's up with your team? What's up with the 49ers and Kaepernick, man? What's going on, man?
And Colin Kaepy? Well, he's not going to get traded because he don't want to give up that money, so.
But that's their fault.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Their fault.
I don't think I'm going to be watching football for a while, man. For real.
He lost it. He lost it. Listen, he doesn't have the balls to play in the NFL. You understand? He didn't know how real it was with the mob until he was in the Super Bowl and they turned off the lights. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they turned off the lights for them because they came back.
I'm gonna tell you,
he lost the locker room, though, man. He lost the locker room.
Oh, yeah.
But he lost, my nigga. They did it for him, but he lost.
He lost the locker room. They don't got no respect for him.
Because niggas turned off the lights in the whole stadium and you still couldn't win, man.
They still lost. They still lost life with them.
But I like what the G-men are doing on defense, man. They're not playing.
Yeah, if these cats can stay healthy and play on the field.
Yeah. Your man Victor Cruz got to go, though. He got to go.
Come on, this nigga Victor Cruz is getting sneakers. And he ain't stepped one foot on the field, one toe on the field. He's got new sneakers.
The only cat in the NFL I respect right now, he retired, that dude Marshawn Lynch. That skittle eating motherfucker.
Beast mode. Watch out for the Oakland Raiders, too, man.
Beast mode.
Watch out for the Oakland Raiders, too, man. I'm telling you. I won't be surprised if he goes back and comes back and plays
the Raiders. Nah, Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, Buccaneers.
I won't be
Beast
in London. You
Tampa Bay, Buccaneers, man.
Beast Mode was on some real G shit. Like, yo, you know what? Y'all fucking me, y'all screwing me, yo, I'm out. I got my money. I don't even want
to
play no more.
Oh,
Dang,
yeah, well, they did him
he
dirty, too.
He still got that $58 million.
They did that nigga crazy dirty.
And
how they not going to hand that nigga the ball?
Oh, please. Because that was a fix, right? Come on, the NFL says straight up and down, do not let an arrogant Negro score the winning touchdown. Not
right. Could you imagine if could you imagine if he would have scored the touchdown and they would have said, "Well, Beast Mode, well, how do you feel?" No, I'm just here so I won't get fined. I'm just here so I won't get fined. They could not allow that to happen. They could not allow that.
They was not gonna let that nigga score that touchdown.
Nah, not at all, son. I don't care what nobody says. Oh, nah, it wasn't a freaking. Come on, fam.
To be real, it got to be fake.
They made the call upstairs.
I mean,
that's some
shoe that you know you can get to.
Yo, what's up with your man over there?
He trying to talk business and shit.
Yo, what
man? With his people in London and shit.
Yo, but he was, I respect this G, because he said, I don't want to talk to none of y'all reporters. But then on the side, he said, yo, Deion, Marshall Falk, I talk to y'all. Y'all want to talk to me? We can talk. The rest of the motherfuckers over there? Nah. I respect y'all because y'all played the game. Them niggas ain't never touch a field. I don't want to talk to them. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, he's something, man. I won't be surprised if he do come back, though, and play for the Raiders.
Come back and play for somebody and be like, yo, you know what? I'm just
the
here.
Raiders.
I'm just saying so I don't get fired.
Nah, his brother's gonna play, man. His brother's gonna play.
Did you see the interview he had on some paparazzi shit he had on TMZ where dude said, yo, Marshawn, you coming back to Seattle? What you gonna do next year? He said, well, I'll ask your girl what I'm gonna do next season. I was like, yo, this nigga.
Oh, yeah. He was with the white girl.
Yeah. I'm like, this motherfucker's wild.
He was riding camels, too, they said. Out in the desert.
Yeah.
That's how you do it, man.
He's trying to start some football shit, kick football in Egypt or some shit.
Yeah.
Trying to teach niggas how to play football in Eagle. I'm like, yo, I respect this dude. He like, yo, fuck that. Fuck America. I'm going to my peoples. Take my little white girl, go to my people, go to the native land and talk to my people. He's a funny dude.
Yo, you voted for Trump?
Who?
You.
Come on, son, stop playing. you get a one for that, Wolf.
Ah, man.
You get a one for that, son. You know something, man? Dwight Howard, Wolf. Come on, son.
Ah, he's a sucker, man.
He's a sucker.
This dude's scoring 6 points and 4 rebounds, man. Come on, man. Are you supposed to be Superman?
Yeah, Super J.
I don't understand, man.
And he's going to command a lot of money in the offseason. And watch you get something like that from the Knicks or Miami or Orlando.
For what? You ain't going to do shit.
Yo, man, these guys just be giving out money to 7-footers, man. 6'11", 280, man.
He's a bum.
That nigga
he's a bum.
Damn,
he's a bum.
He smiled way too much.
He shouldn't be getting none of that money he's getting. Yo, and if they don't make the playoffs, they should be able to get rid of him. He breached his contract. You can't even get us to the playoffs. Smiling at this nigga, man.
Speaking of playoffs, what's going to go on in the playoffs? What are we talking, son?
I think Spurs in the Western Conference Finals. I mean, in the Western Finals.
I see Miami upsetting Cleveland.
And that can happen if Bosh comes back.
Bosh ain't coming back. That nigga got blood clots in his body, man.
Oh, well, he
that nigga
to
lucky to be alive, son.
Yeah, exactly.
I can see Toronto upsetting Cleveland, son.
Nah, they need another scorer. They don't got enough.
They don't got it. And yo, them niggas is beefing with each other.
LeBron number one to win, son.
LeBron's gonna trade the whole team, man.
Exactly. LeBron
he's gonna trade the whole team.
You know what he's talking about? He want a super team with him, CP3.
Yo, that's my word. If I was
Carmelo.
I would have had to step them. I would have had this because now you disrespected me in the middle of the season. Talking about you want to play with these dudes?
Exactly.
Come on.
I'd be like, yo, son,
I would have just said, yo, you know what? I'm hurt. I can't play no more. I'm done for the season. And trade me because you talking about you want to play with these dudes. And we're on the team together, fam. Like, come on.
And we still in mid-season. We in the playoffs. Like, you're talking about, oh, I want to play with
him. Yo, and you complaining, and we in first place.
You get the goal. You get a coach fight, and you got the best record in the NBA at the time.
Yo, and Tyron.
He got soft niggas on his team, man. He got some soft-ass niggas on his team, man. Kyrie Irving can't even keep a check. Shorty dipped on the nigga talking about he can't even hit it right.
Yeah.
Come on, son.
Oh, shit. Look at LeBron's hairline, though. Come on, man. Fix his hairline. All that money.
Even in my 2 minutes, I hit it right.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. How you got a shorty talking about this nigga? He can't hit it right, so I'm out. Come on,
son. Honestly, though, I like what Dwayne Wade said, though. And I respect him. He said, yo, I'm all about Miami. I don't got time for that.
I respect that.
Yeah.
You got to. LeBron is that, you play that sucker shit, man.
Yo, I'm telling you, when they don't make it again, I guarantee you, Kevin Love will be getting traded. He's going to come to the Knicks for Melo. I guarantee you. And him and Lala is going to be coming to the land. I'm telling you.
I wouldn't be surprised because LeBron tells him what to do in Cleveland.
Yeah.
When you can fire a coach and you got the best record in basketball, you're in first place and you lose your job.
Then Tyronn Lue was coaching the All Star game like he did something.
Exactly. All this Tyronn Lue is known for is getting walked over by Allen Iverson. Come on, fam.
Yo, and then your man J.R. Smith said, yo, just save me a spot, fam.
Hell, y'all. Hey. Show J.R. Smith the door.
I remember when J.R. Smith walked into House of Hoops on 125th Street smelling like weed. Shout out to that nigga, man.
I don't think he smokes no more now that he hangs out with LeBron.
Who knows, man? And what's up with Golden State losing to all these bum teams now, son?
Nah, those ain't bum teams.
Boston
got hot.
They lost to
Boston,
nigga.
Yeah, sure.
Boston got a whole bunch of scrappy players. They in the playoffs. They not bum.
You got Isaiah Thomas, man.
The Timberwolves? Come on, son.
Timberwolves got a future, man.
Yeah.
The Timberwolves got a future. That kid Towns is nice, and Wiggins is nice.
Nah, listen. Boston is bummy. It's just that they got the Warriors number, man. You know what I'm saying? You come across some teams that just, it's a matchup thing. You know what I'm saying? The matchups just don't fit right with the Warriors and shit.
I mean, Minnesota beat the Lakers, so, you know.
Lakers is bombs, come on.
With them snitches.
The Lakers is bombs, come on, son. I'm a Lakers fan, but I'm going to keep it up. They bombs, my dude.
I don't understand how the Warriors lost to the Lakers, though.
Oh. I don't understand,
when was
that?
They did, back in January.
You know what I'm saying?
They probably let them have that game. They probably said, go ahead.
Oh, well, here we go. Here you go with your bullshit, Wu. One rule. You get a one for that game, man. Stop it.
Are you serious? That's supposed to be an easy walk in your sleep win for them niggas.
Kobe was going to probably snitch on them, so he probably just,
There you go with your bullshit, Wu. Cut it out, man.
Just saying, man.
Cut it out.
You know your man Kobe. Jack did it, too.
Cut it out, man.
Yo, Kobe. Tell me how my ass tastes.
I don't give a fuck about none of that snitching shit. On the basketball court, the motherfucker's still a monster.
The Black Mamba, nigga.
You mean Magic still has the monster?
Yo,
Magic,
how many rings that nigga Kobe got?
Five.
That's a great career, my nigga.
Sure.
He still ain't got more than Ori, though.
Nah. I don't think nobody got more than Ori other than Bill Russell.
Or, I think they got the same, right? Like 8?
Nah, Russell got like 13.
Oh, shit. So this nigga Ori got like 7 or 8, man.
It don't matter.
Shout out to
Ori.
That nigga, he went off in the sunset. You don't even know where that nigga at right now.
Yo, shout out to Magic Johnson, man.
Yo, man, he's talking a fine white chick. That's what he's doing. Shout out to the
man. Yo, and shout out to AC Green for never touching none of those chicks, man.
AC Green, my nigga.
AC Green.
What did
he do?
What did
he do?
With that nigga, he had high ass socks, my nigga.
And while these dudes was putting, he was going to sleep.
Exactly. Shout out to AI for talking about practice.
Shout out to Villanova for fucking killing motherfucking
word.
North Carolina for just ripping their hearts out.
I was rooting for
that's a Big East team. I was rooting for Villanova too, Big East, baby.
Exactly. Let's go Big East, baby. Come on.
Yeah, I was rooting for them too, man. Gotta root for the underdog.
Yeah.
Save
mine. Yo, shout out to all the listeners, man, that listen to the show.
Yo, for real. Yo, Black Lives Matter. We gonna catch up to you. I'ma get somebody on the phone one day.
Yo, Mark, thanks for calling the show, man.
Oh, no stop.
Wait.
No. Once you let me know,
you're going to
find out. We're
going to find out why Black Lives Matter ain't in the hood.
I be texting my other friends, and they don't ever be responding to me, so thank you for responding to me. I appreciate it.
Of course. Come on, well, you already know. Global Hawks, we in there, kid.
Yeah. Yo, peace to the world, man.
Yo,
peace to the world, yo. Every day is a gift, man. I love y'all niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? Every day is a gift, man.
Love is love.
Peace to the world.
Yo, Mike, I threw on my $20, Mike.
In the words of the immortal Todd Cornelius, love, peace, and
Yeah, we're big market.